Yes, when they had stumps in the field back in those days, sometimes they'd dig them up and then sometimes they'd burn them up. Set fire to them, burn them up.
What if, did you ever see
them
take chains?
Yeah, chains and hook them to them. Hook the mules to them and pull them up. Snatch them up, they call them.
And then, like, what do they do? Like you say, so you had them hooked up to the mules and you did what to them across the field? You
drive them across the field.
Okay. And what would be happening to the stump? It'd be?
Yeah. Coming on and pulling out, pulling out of the ground.
What if you were trying to carry something real heavy? And, you know, you try to pick it up and you say, I just can't carry this, I'm going to touch all the end and...
If it's too heavy, you just take on the end and pull it.
All right. And if it was going across the ground?
Drag it.
Okay. Using that same thing, going back to the stumps, you say, I tied a rope to it and I...
Drag it out.
All right. Now, what do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Okay. You know any different kinds?
Oh, yeah. They have one-horse plow, and they have two-horse plows, and the names of them, I used to know the name of them, but I can't think of the name of them now.
Do you remember any kind, maybe, kind that would be used on a hill?
Hillside plow, yeah. You can flip it either way, you know, you go on that way, go that way.
What about the kind you would use in spring when you use the field when you're getting ready to plant?
Well, when you're breaking up your ground in level now, you call it a flat line, one plow.
All right, now after you've plowed the field, what do you use to break up the ground even fine?
Just a harrow.
Anything else they used to call?
No, they used to call them Disto Harris.
You remember anybody ever calling them a G-Wiz?
Yeah, a G-Wiz would be after you have planted some crops and you G-Wiz, you go down through the middles to get the little weeds and things out of you.
And yet it doesn't bother the plant?
No, it doesn't bother the plant. You stay away from the plants.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
The frame.
Okay. What about that thing that runs between the two wheels?
That's...
Or like cars have.
It's not a car. I know the name of it. Axles, one thing. Yeah.
You ever heard it called anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, it calls it something else, but I can't remember right now. It's been so long.
Now, what do you call, it's an X-shaped frame, you lay a log across.
A-frame.
Alright. What do you call an A-shaped frame? That's what
you call a frame like what?
That's A-shaped.
No, it's going up, baby.
All right, what about something that, say, you want to saw some planks? You have two of these things, and you put them...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're calling it, yeah, I know what you call them, it's pretty coarse, that way.
Mm-hmm.
You put a log or something across in there, you call it thing. Some people call them a saw rack, and some of them call them, I don't know, something else called something. You said something else they called it besides saw rack.